IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Jonathan Burren joining us on the line. You put this together. Could not have been easy.
Well, thank you, Howard. Good morning. It actually wasn't too bad, but believe it or not, thanks to Rabbi Yossi Haiking, who's the chairman of the Rabbinical Society. I had the idea. I spoke to Rabbi Shishler, spoke to Rabbi Haiking, and he moved so fast, faster than he had to get to the brocha table on a Shabbos morning. I mean, within a day, I think he had signed up almost 30 rabbis and cousins, and then within about 3 or 4 days, we had 40, and we sent them a demo video, and they were told to sing along with a sample that we made with Ezra Scher and Ivor Joffe, and they sang along, they filmed themselves, and then I spent about 4 days to edit it, to collate it, and to get the timing right, get the tuning right, and then we started with the video. And what a fantastic opportunity that we have a special community, haven't we, that all these rabbis and cousins were so willing to participate in this venture. And it's gone viral. We've had 24,000 views so far in 2 days. So it's going really well.
It's incredible. Really, really amazing that, and just looking at it and looking at the sort of range of rabbis from all different types of shuls and across the whole spectrum, certainly the Orthodox spectrum. It's an amazing thing to see, because I don't think there are many countries in the world that would be able to get together for such an initiative.
Yeah, correct. It's, as I said last night on the Jewish Report talk last night, there was some rabbi in Panama was saying that everyone recognizes around the world that South Africa is very unique in its Jewish culture. And we've got something really, really special. And I think only when once you go overseas or you emigrate, you do realize what we have in South Africa. When we need to, we really do get together. And we really do participate, and they just wanted to be part of this venture, to
which is incredible.
Say to the community.
About unity.
Even though we're part, even though we're apart physically, but we're still together. And I mean, I've never had so many WhatsApps, people saying, you know, I'm crying, I'm listening to this, I miss going to shul, even if it's a few times a year, and I'm going to miss Yontif. But this, I've just been watching this video over and over to remind myself that we are together as one.
Incredible. Okay, now it's only me in studio, so you don't need to worry. What did you do with the ones with bad voices? Did you lip sync them? No one's listening. Just me and you.
Obviously. So today with all singers who record in the studio, and that is all, you know, I tell everybody, I have a program called Melodyne, and I can auto-tune you. So, in fact,
really?
There was actually 40 rabbis singing. Yeah, there were 40 rabbis that were singing, and sometimes I had to tune some in. There are some rabbis like Rabbi Chazdan, who's a rabbi and a chazan. He sings well. So, generally, with Melodyne, I can tune everybody in, and this is done with every vocal, every album that you see around the world. You tune it to perfection now. So I can challenge you, Howard. We can record you singing a song.
Yes.
And if you prepare to, we'll do a before and after. How's that for a challenge?
Yeah, before and after. No, listen, I'm bad at something. Singing, I'm not so terrible at. But a bit of auto-tune never killed anybody. That's for sure.
That is
for sure. But no, it really is an incredible initiative. And it's something, as we say, to be proud of, certainly in our community.
And we've got the chief rabbi even participating.
Yes, I noticed he didn't sing though, hey? We couldn't get him auto-tuned.
You got the talking part.
You got the talking part. All right, that's fine. I was just wondering if even some people can't be auto-tuned.
Most people can, actually. So it's normally minuscule here and there, the response is just...
I'm being deliberate.
I mean, Rabbi Goldman phoned me to say to me, he said to me, "Ah, I see the video's out." So I said, yes. I said, sorry, didn't you find out? No, he says, his sister in New York sent it to him. So Crown Mind, someone in Crown Mind sent one to Rabbi Haiking this morning. So
you know, I think we're incredible when it comes to unity, and it doesn't matter whether you even understand the words or know what this is about. The fact that you've got combined voices and people coming together in prayer, because that's obviously what this is, with a plea to God for you know, for the year and for mercy, etc. It talks to your soul whether you actually understand this or not, and somehow the bringing these types of figures, rabbinic figures, people of learning and spirituality and understanding together, you can't, that's authentic. You can't fabricate.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. You know, I went to Rome once, and we went to the Chabad, to a restaurant after the shul service, and the rabbi started singing Shalom Aleichem, and there were 70 people from around the world, and everyone just started singing the same tune with the same harmonies, and it's the same thing that I've been in my kind. There's so many different versions that are coming out now that we are small worlds, you know, and this shows it, you know. It's been an amazing experience, and I just want to thank Rabbi Chaikin and all the rabbis who went out of their comfort zone, that they were prepared to not all to, you know, just to give of themselves and their time and to form it. So they formed this themselves, you know, Howard, and they That's recorded incredible. It themselves, and all our different editors, you know.
Amazing. Absolutely fantastic. 40 South African rabbis and Chazanim join together in singing Avinu Malkeinu. Jonathan Byrne, Johnny Byrne, thank you for your hard work, for everything you do for the community and for the broader community. Keep up the amazing work and everything that you do. Have a Shana Tova.